Are you concerned that the payment of ransoms will actually encourage even more ransomware attacks?
Absolutely. The message this sends is that ransoming critical U.S. infrastructure pays.
So when you look at a way around this or a way to stop it, how much do you need to ramp up the security for private companies? I mean, how hard is it?
You know, security for private companies could be improved. There are many things to do there. And, of course, Colonial Pipeline could have done this better. That would have allowed them to, for, let's say, backup systems, and that would have prevented them from paying the ransom. But it's more than just that. You know, we also have to disrupt the payment network here. We have to disrupt, for example, the places where cryptocurrencies kind of converge with the fiat banking system. And there are diplomatic channels, too. These ransomware crews are comfortable in Russia, more comfortable than they should be, and we can use diplomatic pressure to make that less comfortable for them.
What is the government's role in all of this? I mean, that's sort of a tricky issue as well, is at what point does the government assist private industry in dealing with these?
Well, the government can certainly help private industry by, for example, mandating that companies disclose threats and threat intelligence through the supply chain. We've been seeing an increase in supply chain attacks, and that will only get worse. I think that laws around that can help. And again, you know, these diplomatic channels can make a huge difference. I cannot overstate the degree to which these ransomware crews operate with impunity abroad. And, you know, we can use our diplomatic strength to make that less comfortable for them. So there are a few ways, and those are just two.
Is it your sense that the Biden administration would be willing to take steps like that through the diplomatic channels?
You know, of course, I don't work in D.C. I don't get briefed. From what I see on the news, it does seem like the Biden administration is taking this seriously. The legislation that they have proposed, in my mind, is targeted and should be effective. Of course, only time will tell. It's hard to tell preemptively whether legislation will work or not, but I'm cautiously optimistic that they're taking the right steps. And I know that Biden is meeting with Putin, I think it's sometime in June, and I'm sure this will be one of many topics that they discuss.
We in the media certainly focus on these major ransomware attacks that impact millions of people and involve millions of dollars. But by way of perspective, how common are they for smaller companies and entities out there?
More common than they should be. The number of serious ransomware attacks that should be happening in the U.S. is zero. And that number is possible to achieve. It requires, again, a variety of things. Partially, that's readiness. And partially, it is the government's responsibility to help businesses be ready for ransomware. But the news story here, and I think the ultimate story here, is that no profit-motivated group should ever be able to take down critical U.S. infrastructure. They shouldn't be able to take down any U.S. infrastructure. And by infrastructure, I count all the, you know, all of the private sector kind of activity that we see. Ransomware should be going to zero, and I think we can do it, but it will take a concerted effort.